Hey, mamas. Money worries and divorce can feel like the biggest boogeyman under the bed, taunting you awake at night with worry and anxiety. And as you toss and turn, your brain plays ping pong. How will I afford this? How much is this going to cost? What'll be left? Sound remotely familiar? That's okay. You're not alone. There is a certain reality to finances, and you do want to make prudent financial decisions in divorce. But ironically, even though everyone will nod their head in agreement that they don't want their divorce to turn into a financial runaway train, more often than not, they do, and for all the wrong reasons. But the good news is that it can be avoided. Yes, you'll need professional advisement and guidance to get you through your divorce, but you'll also need to acquire new tools and practices, maybe flex new muscles that'll keep you grounded, aligned with your intuition, and calm. Don't let self-care be the cleanup crew after the chaos. The condition you are in as you move through divorce will directly impact the conditions of your divorce settlement. And if you want to understand how it's all interconnected and learn some game-changing strategies, lean in. I'm calling this conversation The Cost of Divorce. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Krista Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. Divorce is expensive, and don't let anyone tell you any differently. I know that's the last thing you want to hear, but to some degree, you already know that, so why beat around the bush? You've likely never been down this path before, so you might be stunned at the retainer fee your attorney will present you with, or the subsequent bills that will come your way. Ugh. I remember how it initially took my breath away, but I also remember feeling like I didn't have a choice. I had to figure this out and find the funds, and I needed an attorney to find my way out of this mess I'd gotten myself into. Whether I realized it at the time, I was also worthy of the investment. My freedom, happiness, health, and peace were priceless. When a woman finally stands up and declares she needs out, there's no turning back, and she'll get resourceful. But brace yourself. Because whatever that staggering number your lawyer initially presents, be prepared to double, triple, or quadruple it, or worse. It's just a harsh reality that doesn't end there if you don't take a proactive role in your divorce and invest in yourself. Sadly for me, I didn't even know at the time that I had a choice in the matter. But I did, and it was a missed opportunity. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. It's hard to see this at the beginning. But as I say over and over and over again, how you divorce matters. How you are supported matters. The condition you are in while making these decisions matters. Feeling in alignment with your attorney matters. Seeing yourself as worthy of investment matters. Being heard matters. Getting grounded, aligned with your intuition and heart, and activating your inner CEO matters. In fact, you need to call on your inner CEO, CFO, and Mama Badass now more than ever. And by the way, that doesn't mean you have to have a law degree or a financial license or be a therapist. It means you need to know if a decision or strategy is aligned with your heart or something that you can live with. What most divorce lawyers don't tell you is that they'll meet with you for a consultation, slide a retainer agreement for you to sign across the desk, collect your money, and toss you a hefty package of paperwork to fill out. Now, I'm certainly not dissing lawyers, and God knows you don't want to try to navigate this without one. But they alone are not going to get you across the finish line. There will be a lot of in-between moments when you are trying to figure out what to say to your kids when you're coming unraveled. When your ex triggers you, when the opinions of others knock you over, when you get your feelings hurt and you want to hide beneath the covers, and it all just feels like too much. When you need support just trying to figure out what steps to take next. It's a lot, I know. And I'm not sharing this to freak you out on top of everything else. No, to the contrary. I want to help you face the reality that this is hard, but you could play an active role in taking control of this. It's true. First of all, there are a few ways to quantify cost, and it's hard to see it when you are initially staring down a divorce. I want you to remember that there is a price to leaving and one to staying, a steep one. There's also a price to getting triggered, coming unhinged, reacting, or burying your head in the sand for the rest of your life. There's a price to shrinking in an unhealthy relationship. Remember, you are here for a reason. But I can promise you, the mamas who show up to divorce differently not only transform the experience and outcomes of their divorce process, they save on legal fees, achieve better settlements, and mitigate suffering for all. And what's more, they rediscover themselves and learn to move in new ways in life. There's a lot at stake during this time, and the sooner you can get through it, the better. The sooner you get clear about what you are going to fight for and what you aren't, the better. But it's all the hiccups, delays, fighting, and upset along the way that prolong a divorce. And trust me, there is a price to pay for that both emotionally and financially. The good news is that can be avoided. Are you ready to take control of your divorce before it takes control over you? I know divorce isn't exactly a feel-good experience, but you can feel good about how you navigate it all, and you can save time, money, and your sanity while you're at it. When we commit to making a change, we never know what's going to pop up because healing has its own timing. I witness this every day, and it's incredibly powerful and moving. I want to share a real story to drive this home. Recently, one of the mamas in our program, someone who really leaned into this healing journey with all of its unexpected twists and turns, who also invested in getting the support she and her kids needed, said this of our program. Of all the money I spent during divorce, this was the best investment by far. This was all new territory for her. She had never invested in herself in this way, but it transformed the trajectory of her divorce, and she even came up with a financial strategy that resulted in a sudden and swift resolution after what was becoming a runaway train. This is the power of clarity, support, worthiness, and it all led to a new chapter of freedom. Your legal bills may be steep, but it doesn't have to cost you your well-being. And your well-being can inform your legal bills. You are worthy of investment, and you are also worthy of taking charge of your destiny, healing, and happiness. #priceless. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.